Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Loads of news happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines. Eamon Torsney is with me in studio today. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Looking forward to the weekend.
Always nice when we get to this stage of the week. What's happening in Waterford?
So there's a call in Waterford for action on boy racers and e-scooters flying along at 40 kilometres an hour. Now the boy racers, the problem there, it's in County Waterford, in Dungarvan, and the boy racers, they're going around at 3 a.m. in the morning, so to make making awful noise and disturbing residents, etc. And it's a local councillor, Joe O'Riordan, has raised it with the local council down there as well. And of course, e-scooters flying along at 40 kilometres an hour. I mean, that's a problem, I'm assuming, not just in Dungarvan and Waterford.
I know it's an issue in Donegal at times too.
Yeah, indeed. And even driving in here, say, early in the morning for the morning shift at night, and the e-scooters are flying around and going in the wrong direction up the, you know, one-way streets, etc. like that. So basically, Councillor O'Riordan is calling for, you know, tougher action to be taken on these e-scooters. And, you know, he says he's not sure what the law is around them and, you know, how do you regulate them, etc. But it seems to be a big problem. The boy racers, he gave an example where at 3 a.m. he said, you're trying to get a bit of sleep. He experienced it in the summer while he was ill. And he said everything is quiet normally, but then these lads come along 3 a.m. and he said it's like a plane taking off, and it's got to be illegal from a noise pollution point of view. So it's really unfair that these people would do such a thing to ordinary people who are just, you know, going about their lives.
If you have an issue with this actually in your own area, drop us an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
So this story is actually Leitrim. You wouldn't guess that by the music, as you can tell.
That's the real sound of Leitrim, right? Yeah,
absolutely. When the weather's nice, I suppose. Basically, it's a 60-minute documentary that was actually released in recent weeks called Behind the Lines. And it tells the story of a young Irish woman who was a Spanish nurse. She worked in Spain during the Civil War there. So that was between 1936 to 1939. And it's a drama based filmmaker Johnny Gogan launched this new film, and it talks about Ruth Ormsby and her perilous service in Spain during that bloody civil war. And there was a screening of this, and it's the nurse is from Sligo, actually.
Okay, so that's the connection.
Yeah, there you go. And of course, well, the whole Manor Hamilton, Sligo, it's almost like the hinterland there, isn't it really? Well, you'd know very well, wouldn't you?
It's absolutely the close proximity. So this is a documentary that's been produced about this Irish nurse's involvement.
Yeah, and served and brought. And see, we wouldn't probably hear about their history. She had to keep what she was doing quiet at the time because it was so, you know, controversial. And she was born in Dromore West in 1900, and along with her three sisters, trained as a nurse in Britain in the early 1920s. Okay. And kind of tells us a bit about her history as well, doesn't it? That, you know, so many Irish had to go to Britain to train. And then in this case, she
went interesting
to
watch.
Serve. Yeah.
You've another story involving Leitrim and AI.
That's right, actually. This time, Conor Feehaly. Is that how you pronounce Feehaly down there? Yeah, I had to make sure that I wasn't making a mistake there. From Manor Hamilton, and he's launched Quantum POS after 3 years working in retail. He's only 19 and he's from Manor Hamilton. Yeah. And it's using AI to help improve the operation of small retail outlets. And he talks about how it'll help things like, you know, stock taking and all the rest, things on the shop floor, tills, the back office. And he talks about how important it is that local businesses kind of embrace AI to kind of compete and keep up, and it'll help these local companies. Now, he set up this startup, Quantum POS, as I say, and he's starting on a small basis locally, and it's a really good success story,
great,
you know. Yeah, and using AI, I think we've discussed AI in here before, not to be afraid of it, but just embrace it in the right way. Now this is, some people might be familiar with this tune, but this is, I am actually trying, it's the Stranger Things,
that's
right, that is running, and it's the Netflix documentary. And what it is the young Donegal actor who has been cast in a West End show in London. And so from your neck of the woods, well, maybe just up the road, Aoife Brown from Ballybuffet. And she's confirmed as the latest run of Stranger Things, the first shadow in the famous Phoenix Theatre in London. And this is like, you know, the West End of London, and she's got her break there.
Brilliant.
And she only moved to London 2 weeks ago to begin rehearsals, so it's going to be expanded. The performance is kind of continuing, if you like. And but she's had acting in her blood since a very young age. Since her first nativity play, she was interested at Scolwira National School in Stranorlar. Again, somewhere probably familiar to yourself. And so she's taken part in that. So it's a huge honour for her. And of course, that is a huge franchise, Stranger Things.
Massive opportunity, yeah. West End show.
Yeah, West End show. Now, the series I wouldn't be too familiar with because it wouldn't be my genre, but I just know there are huge fans there.
Absolutely. Finally, you know, a lot of people will be heading Cork in the next couple of weeks.
So we're used to Cork, and that's the focus really at the end of October, but actually there are other festivals on, and the Limerick Jazz Festival runs from Wednesday to this Sunday actually. So there's a strong lineup of singers and performers in Limerick, and I suppose it's a reminder as well that, you know, we're coming into the autumn and we're all looking for things to do at the weekends. You know, there are things to do around the country, over the country, and here the Limerick Jazz Festival
which gets in a month ahead of the Cork Festival.
It does indeed. Yeah, exactly. And maybe, you know, you might find accommodation a little bit easier to get there at the moment.
Yeah,
and
it's
always good to get around to some of the venues perhaps you mightn't go to normally, and have some jazz. Yeah, and it kind of might suit your mood as well coming into autumn.
Eamon Torsney, thanks a million for joining us here with stories from around the country that you just might have missed during the week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.